Then, of course, Phil thinks that Sidney was murdered.
Phil thinks that Sidney was, in fact, murdered by John Gorell's gang. Of course, that rumor was picked up and fueled and was another reason why people were panicked, because two prominent kids had been shot, a 23-year-old and now a 17-year-old has been shot, and they think it's gang-related. Phil thinks that Sidney wasn't shot by himself. He wouldn't do something like that. John Gorell's gang did it to get back. And I'm protected. I'm in jail. They can't get to me here. So they take it out on Sidney. That's not the case. Sidney's dad actually felt like Sidney would never do anything like that. And he hires a private detective to find who did this, when actually the police department had already pretty much ruled that Sidney did shoot himself.
You even have the mayor of Tulsa speaking publicly about all this. And what does he say?
Mayor Penny says that even these kids of these wealthy parents need something to do, that if it wasn't for these parents, these kids would have a job, they would be occupied and not worried about shooting each other. So he gets involved in it.
Right. That was Mayor T.A. Penny. Then you have Homer Wilcox Jr., 17, and again, the brother of your grandmother, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jack Snedden, 17.
Dating Virginia.
And eventually they married.
Married.
And you have Press Cochran, who is 21, and they went missing.
I don't know what happened. I think they also ran off.
And guards were ordered for them.
Yes. They felt like their lives might be in danger as well. So they stayed hid, and they had protection, from what I understood.
And then there's Charles Bard. He double-dated with Gorell. He withdrew from Oklahoma A&M, and he asked for protection.
He did. He thought part of Gorell's gang might come looking for him as well. Again, he was very frightened. I can't imagine the thoughts that were going through these kids' heads. Here you have crimes of young kids creating crimes upon other young kids, and not just adults, but just kids their own age, and everybody knows everybody. It's a small town at that point, back in the 1930s. So it's a small town, they know everybody, and now they're all panicked. They're panic-stricken, they want protection, they want to get out of town. They're in fear for their lives.
And prosecutors said the Tulsa gang of rich kids have been running narcotics between Tulsa and Kansas City. Do you know if that was actually fact or if that was just hyperbole?
I could not find any evidence of the fact. Marijuana was pretty popular back then, too. A lot of people may think that it started in the 60s. It started way before that. That was an eye-opener for me in doing my research for this book. But marijuana, pot, that was all prominent. The harder drugs probably did come later, but I never found any evidence that it was drug-fueled.
At this point, this story is gaining a lot of attention, not just in Tulsa and Kansas City, but beyond.
Oh, around the United States. I was amazed at how many newspaper articles I found just talking about this murder. If it was just a blurb or if it was just a complete article about a millionaire's daughter being threatened with death and kidnapping and how this guy, Phil Kennemer, stopped it. The trial was going to be going on. And this trial was a big deal, a very big deal.